Al Maghrib Institute presents an Ilm Fest lecture entitled My Dear Sister by Sheikh Saeed Raghi.
Ikhwati fi Allah, akhawati fi Allah. The title of the talk is My Dear Sister. For the past 2 months, I have been traveling all over the world almost. I went to a lot of Muslim countries. And I felt that Islam is stronger in the West. Isn't that sad, ya ikhwati fillah? I felt that when I'm here, I feel Iman. But when I'm there, Islam became culture for the most of the Muslims. They go to the masjid not because they love the masjid. And I know this is not a journal, I should not be a journalist statement. But a lot of them, they go to the masjid because everybody is going to the masjid. Salat al-Taraweeh last year, the Imam will say, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika al-Kitab la rayba fihi, two ayat, Allahu Akbar. But here, the Imam will read one juz, and the people are still saying, we want more. I went to the Muslim country, and I realized almost every single sister wants to look like Western women. They want to dress like them. They want to put makeup like them. They want to wear their outfits and dresses and all that. Then I come here and I see hijabis, niqabis. We got on the plane and the sisters got on the plane with us. With niqabs and abaya til ras, you know, up to it from the head. And then, as soon as we took off, the sisters, mashallah, they said, line up in the bathroom. And I'm like, Allahu Akbar, they're gonna make wudu and pray 2 rak'ah for traveling, walillahi alhamd. But they know they came back with mini skirts. As though Allah only is on the land. And as soon as they leave, Allah is no longer with them. So for us here, Islam is something that we want. We desire. We're passionate about it. But for them, it's a cultural thing. They took Islam for granted. And today, I was asked to speak about sisters, women in the Quran. And if all the brothers leave, I really do not care. But I don't want one sister to leave. In the Quran, Allah mentioned 17 women in the Quran. 17 of them. 3 of them from the people of Jahannam. 14 from the people of Jannah. And you will see some of the examples and lessons that we can learn. So we don't have to take Islam for granted and just be a cultural thing. It should be part of our beings. And I would start with this. The lady that Allah mentioned in the Quran and the messenger of Allah mentioned her in the Sunnah. In Surah Ali Imran. الله يقول إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوح وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين. Allah chose Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام and he chose Nuh عليه الصلاة والسلام And he chose the family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran. And then Allah said, إِذْ قَالَتْ, when they remember when the wife of Imran said. Now, this lady, we really do not know much about her. And when we talk about great women of Islam or the women in the Quran, we don't talk about her. I'm not going to be talking much about it, but I'm just going to give you a little bit of information about her. See, this lady, she was deprived from having children. Her name was Hannah bint Faquth, كما قال الإمام أو ذكر إمام الكثير في تفسيره. This lady, while she was walking one day, she saw a bird nest. And she saw the mother bird coming, flying back to the nest and feeding little chicken babies. And then that moved her. And then she said, Ya Allah, bless me with a child. One child. And Allah accepted her dua. Imran came home. She got ready for her husband. And from that night, Allah blessed them with a child. Pregnant. She got pregnant. She got very excited. And she said, Ya Allah, since you gave me this child, you answered my dua, I will do something that is so unique and it is muharrar for you. It's khalis for you. It's so pure for you. It is only for you. And then she said, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا. مُحَرَّرًا means pure, خالص. فَتَقَبَّلْ, accept that for me. Now she wanted this child to be a boy. And she wanted this boy to serve the kanisa, the church, Masjid al-Aqsa. She wanted him to be a servant of that house, clean, take care of it, learn in that building, you know, teach it when he reaches a certain level. This was her dream. And then, subhanAllah, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا. Now imagine, she's so excited. It is a gift for Allah. She didn't want him to have PhD, to study until he reached the level of PhD holder. She didn't want him to be a businessman. She wanted him to be a servant. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتَا, she realized that she delivered a baby girl. Now you can imagine how disappointed she was. قَالَتْ رَبِّي, oh my Lord, إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى, I have delivered a female. والله أعلم بما وضعت. And Allah knows what she delivered. And then Allah said, according to the Jumhur al-Ulama, except Abu Bakr ibn Abi Amr, they said, according to the Qurra al-Ummah, they said, then Allah said, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. لَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ. He said, the male is not like the female. She want that boy to be a servant of God. But Allah said, no, no, no. Male, men are not like women. They're not. They cannot be on the same level. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى. Allah, according to the Jumhur, Allah is saying here, what one woman can do for the ummah, one man may not be able to achieve. And then she named her child, قَالَ وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ. But look, يا إخوتي في الله, dear sister, look at the mentality of Hannah, this lady. Her aim was, I want to have a child that will serve this deen, that will serve his Lord, that will be a salih. Not someone who's going to be a famous, you know, basketball player, football player, you know, an entertainer, singer, you know, an actor. No, no. She wants him to be a servant. Now, the sisters nowadays, إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبُّكَ. they are not on the same level of understanding. They don't understand that Allah said about them, وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. They're not like you. You're not like us. You're not like us. And it is so sad when I see Muslimat, they follow the non-Muslim women thinking that, oh, this is freedom. This is, you know, we are fighting for the rights of women when Allah already made you better than what you can ever achieve by following them. And look what Maryam did when she got pregnant. And sisters, put yourself in her shoes. You're not married. You're known as a righteous lady. You're in the Masjid al-Aqsa 24/7. And all of a sudden you come back and you tell everybody, I'm pregnant. Now, can you imagine what was going in her thoughts? To the point that she said, I wish if I died before this. I wish I never existed. Because nobody's going to believe that this child that I'm carrying is a ruh from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. And then, subhanallah, that was not bad enough. Her concern was not bad enough. When she was delivering that baby and she was in labor, and listen, sisters, I know a lot of the sisters, you know, when they in labor, when they go into that room, they say their husband, come in. You know, this baby did not come by himself. You better be here, boy. You know. And then she grabs his hand, and the man is all shaking and he doesn't want to pass out. And then she's saying, it is you who make me pregnant. It is you, you little devil. It is you. And some of the brothers, mashallah, they come back out of the hospital all injured. I said, what happened? She said, she bit me here, she bit me there. Mashallah, that I came back out, I came out one piece. No, but Allah said, when she was in that situation, and no man can ever, ever imagine the pain the mothers go through when they're delivering their child. I know we think we know what they go through, but we can never, ever imagine that pain. And then what did Allah say to her? Wahuzzi ilayk. He said, no, you just don't sit under that tree and deliver. No, grab the trunk of that tree and shake it. Shake it. And let the dates fall. Now, it was not bad enough that she's in labor. She's concerned about the child and what the people will say about her. But she has to do the work and shake the tree. See, ikhwati fillah, Quran, when, why did Allah mention that? Or because, you know, the page was empty and Allah needed more words? No, there's a hikmah. The hikmah is, sisters, you need to work for this deen. And even at the worst time of your life, the time that you cannot concentrate, cannot think about anything else, you should still work for this deen. Because without you, there is no deen, no Islam. As Islam it should be. And then subhanallah, look at the Quran and look when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give the mu'mineen an example, a perfect example for a mu'min or a mu'mina, and a perfect example for a kafir and a kafira. What did Allah say? وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And Allah gave an example for those who disbelieve. Imra'at Nuhin wa Imra'at Lut. Kanata tahta 'abdayn min 'ibadina salihin. Fakhanatahuma falam yughniya minhuma. Yani Allah gave this example for kuffar. And then he said, wa darab Allah mathalan lilladheena amanu imra'at Fir'aun. Imra'at Fir'aun. Allah, imagine if you have the best of the best. Allah has all the prophets, the messengers. In the Sunnah, we have 24,000 prophets. and 333 messengers of Allah. We have salihin. We have people who fought for the sake of Allah. We have mujahideen. We have people who gave their lives, gave their wealth for the sake of Allah. But when comes to the true example of a mu'min, Allah did not choose Yusha, who is because of him the sun stopped. Allah did not give example of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, who gave all his wealth. But Allah said, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَمُؤْمِنَ إِمْرَأَةِ فِرْعَوْنَ. And imagine if you sell orange, they all orange, but you want to showcase certain, you know, elements or certain examples of that orange that you sell or that you have. And you go and you select the best and say, this is what I need to showcase so that people can see. Imagine, يعني وَلِلَّهِ مَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. Allah has all these salihin, all these messengers and the prophets of Allah. But he showcased two women. إِمْرَأَةْ فِرْعَوْنْ آسِيَ بِنْتُ مُزَاحِبْ وَمَرْيَمَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتِ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا. The best of all examples. We need women like that. We need salihat. Women who, when they come, they know their roles. They know what they need to do. They know why Allah made them Muslimat. Why Allah brought you to this Western country. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you a walking ayah. Quran that is walking the streets of the city of Toronto. Why? There's a reason. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, faqsus al-qasas, yani, remind, tell them stories. I'll tell you, and I know you heard this story again and again in many places. Story of Abu Dahdah. Story of Abu Dahdah. And how he relied on his wife, subhanallah. A man who's wealthy. He has a farm that has over 300 or 600 palm trees or date trees. And he's sitting next to the messenger of Allah. He wants to, you know, gain the barakah and, you know, and learn from the messenger of Allah. And then all of a sudden when he's sitting there, a yatim comes. وَعَيْنَاهُ تَدْمَعُ. And his eyes are shedding tears. Yatim, little boy. And this little boy, he has no argument. But he's going with his emotions and feelings. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah. And I know some of you can never feel how yatim feels, but it is so painful when the child is yatim and he has no support. And the only support that he could find and comfort that he could find was in the Messenger of Allah. And he says, Ya Rasulullah, my father passed away. And I want to build a wall between my farm and my neighbor's farm. But upon a tree from that farm is between me and erecting that wall. I say to my neighbor, give it to me. It's just a one tree. You don't need it. Give it to me. And he said, no. I said, then sell it to me. And he said, no. And I said, wallahi la arfa'annaha ila rasulillah. I will take this case to the Messenger of Allah. So the Messenger of Allah, who was raised as yatim, and he knows the feeling of being a yatim and how painful it is, he said, let us call that man. So they called the man. فَقَالَ اعطي, give him the tree. And the man said, لا يا رسول الله. A man from the Ansar, he said, لا يا رسول الله. And we love Ansar. And from the sign of Iman, that we love the Ansar. And from the sign of Nifaq, is to hate the Ansar. We love them. But this Ansari, he said, لا يا رسول الله. My haq, my tree, I'm not giving it up. فَقَالَ sell it to him. قَالَ لَا. فَقَامَ الرَّجُلِ. The man stood up and he left. you can imagine how devastated that child was. How upset, how sad that child was. And then the man, the messenger of Allah said, Ya hadha. He said, Yo, yeah, my brother. He said, Listen, اعطيها, give it to him. Walaka jan shajarat fil jannah. Give it to this yatim and you have a tree in Jannah. He said, I don't want it. I don't want that tree in Jannah. I don't want it. He's so upset. Abu Dahdah, he got up and he walked behind that man. فَقَالَ يَا فُلَان أَوْ فُلَان Do you remember? Do you know my farm? جَنَّتِ He said, who doesn't? قَالَ فَهِيَّ لَكَ بِتِلْكَ الشَّجَرَةِ He said, it is yours for that tree. قَالَ أَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِي Are you making fun of me? قَالَ لَا وَاللَّهِ It is yours for that tree. فَقَالَ خُدْهَا لَا خَيْرَ فِي شَجَرٍ شُكِيتَ فِيهَا إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ There is no khayr in the tree that the keys were taken to the messenger. I don't want to take it. And I'll take it 600 trees instead of that tree. So the man, Abu Dahdah, came back. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Is that reward still stands, still there? He said, yes. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ أَشْتَرَيْتُهَا I bought that tree and it is for this yatim. فَقَالَ أَبُو رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ كَانْ مِنْ عِدْقٍ رَدَاحٍ لِأَبِي دَحْدَاحٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ He said, how many trees? Palm trees in Jannah for Abu Dahdah. And then Abu Dahdah, he got up and he walked to his farm where his house, his wife and children were. فَقَالَ يَا أُمَّ الدَّحْدَاح يَا أُمَّ الدَّحْدَاح And she said, لَبَّيْكَ يَا أَبَا الدَّحْدَاح قَالَ خُرِجِي Said, get out of the farm. قَالَتْ لِمَا Why? قَالَ فَقَدْ بِعْتُهَا I have sold it. She said, to whom? قَالَ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ I sold it to Allah and His Messenger. What did she say? Did she say, let me call 911, you are insane, you lost your mind? لَا وَاللَّهِ قَالَتْ رَبِحَ الْبَيْعِ يَا أَبَا دَحْدَاحِ رَبِحَ الْبَيْعِ يَا أَبَا دَحْدَاحِ رَبِحَ الْبَيْعِ What a successful transaction of Abu Dahdah. And then the children of Abu Dahdah, they want to get out of the farm. They want to get out of the Jannah. And then the mother, she was checking their pockets. Seeing that if they have some of that dates, this day was their own. And then one of the kids had dates in his mouth. She took it out. And she said, Ay bunay, bi'naha lillah. Oh, my child, we sold it to Allah. And they came out of that farm with nothing. We need women in Islam. Women like those. Women like the wife of Musa, who's her husband. Her husband is in da'wah and is dealing with this and is busy with teaching and is busy on the street of the city of Toronto, whatever city that he is from. She will take the responsibility of being a mother, like the wife of Musa. When he saw nar, flame, قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُّ He said to his family, stay, remain here. I see a fire. Do you see anywhere in the Quran that Allah is talking about what she did with the children, what she did No, we don't know what she did, but it is given. Why? Because her husband, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, was delivering the message of Allah, and she was minding her job, taking care of the children, minding her children, and so on. We need Muslimat. Muslimat, true Muslimat, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. The three women that Allah mentioned in the Quran from the people of Jahannam. Look what they did. One of them was the wife of Nuh. What did she used to do? The wife of Nuh, she used to spy on Nuh. She used to tell her people how many people accepted Islam with Nuh, so they can be tortured. And she drowned with her people. The wife of Lut, she reported those people, the angels who came in the shape of men, to her people, and they said that we have a very handsome young man who came. Come and commit haram thing, liwat with them. And the third one was the wife of Abu Lahab. What was her job? Her job was to support her husband fighting Islam. Now, my question to you, sisters, do you play the role of Maryam, Asiya, the wife of Musa, the mother of Musa? You know, do you play that role? Or you play the role of Jamil, the wife of Abu Lahab, that she supports her husband? I'm talking about the sisters. You support your husband when he's going to work. You support your husband when he's doing overtime. You support your husband when he wants to buy, you know, a large, you know, flat TV screen. You know, you support everything haram, but when it comes to a ta'ah, you're the last person to support. See, akhawati fillah. In the West and the East, wherever we are, you are, sisters, you are the carrier of the torch. You are the only hope that, the way I see it, that can change the future of the Ummah. You know, go and see your children, including mine. Go see your children where they might taking care of them in the babysitting. And observe their behavior. And then you will see that we're raising little brats. You know, little kids. Or they want something, they get it. They desire something, they have it. We don't teach them jarat. We don't teach them how to be strong. We don't give them the strong personality like Safiya, the mother of Zubayr ibn Awam. We don't give them that. We raise them little rabbits. And if they don't get what they want, and they cry, and we give them. Including our, just go. Look at your children. Look at my children. Except few. Illa ma rahim rabb. We need to change the play. And we need to be strong. And we need you to raise men who will take over this deen. Not cheeseburger generation. Not children who just are, you know, like, you know, vanilla ice cream. No. You know, I have a little son, I have a little boy, his name is Elias, and I love him dearly. You know, and his mother is not Somali, so he's a little bit fair. And he loves to be like his dad, black, you know. So when we were here, just to show you how, you know, vanilla ice cream they all are, when we're here, he used to be under the sun and say, I want to be as black as my daddy. And then I took him to Saudi. One Salat al-Dhuhr, and he comes back and he says, Daddy, I love you, but it's too hot. I'm not going for Salat al-Dhuhr. And I said, what have we done? What have we done? But as Zubair ibn Awam, when he comes back crying, say, you know, that boy beat me up, his mother would whip him and say, be a man. You know, be tough. So, ikhawati billah, I know you already read the Quran. And I'm not going to show here or tell you something that is new, but the only thing that I'm asking you is just play your role and stop being what these people project for you. Don't be part of their product, but be from the product of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah khair, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
For more videos, audio, and exclusive content, please check out www.sharethekhair.org. Jazakallah khair for listening. Please feel free to share this audio recording with friends and family.